The Lord be with you. Good morning. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining me this morning as we start your day with a word of God and prayer. We've got all our usual, our Psalm and New Testament reading, and our regular guest, our regular Monday morning guest. Hope you can join us for all that as we start your day with a word of God and prayer. Our psalm for today is Psalm 106, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all his praise? Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 16, verses 23 through 40. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported those words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized. They apologized to them. And they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I hope you can join us for all of our conversations this morning. We've got some great conversations, some new things here at His Time as well. Hope you can join us for this morning, the rest of the morning, to start your day with the word of God and prayer. Stick around for our conversations and our study of the daily lectionary, all coming up here in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
By the way, do you have close friends from your childhood or your school years who are still close friends? There are some in my life, even though we may be separated for years and see each other infrequently. When we do get together, it's as if we've never been apart. And friends like that are great blessings. That's not the way it is with some who become separated from their relationship with a loving God. Perhaps you know people who once had a strong faith in Jesus Christ, but for whatever reason let it slip away. We need to remember these people in prayer, and as we have the opportunity, encourage them to become reacquainted. The blessings of a living and current relationship with God are always available, and the joy of that relationship can be as good as ever. This is By the Way.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday morning. That means it is time to check in with our friends at Brothers of John the Steadfast. Filling in for Pastor Shear this morning, the Reverend Sam Schulteis. Good morning, Pastor Schulteis. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing pretty swell. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. Say, Pastor Schulteis, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you serving?
Sure. I'm currently the pastor at Redeemer Lutheran Church here in Huntington Beach, California, and just been here about 6 years now. Celebrated the 6-year anniversary of ordination on the 29th of June. So, been here a little bit now, and love living in Southern California. Good to be back where I went to college at Concordia Irvine, just down the road a little bit. So, nice to be back near some friends and close to family. In-laws live in San Diego, and good to be back on the West Coast.
Wonderful. So, when you're not studying and sermonizing, you're surfing, huh?
Occasionally. I do a lot more cycling than I do surfing, which is a good thing around here. You can pretty much go any time of the year.
Very good. Very good. Well, what do you have for us this morning? What would you like to talk about from Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Yeah, the first one would be just kind of, a little commercial housekeeping kind of item. We have a program with Steadfast Lutherans called Steadfast Throwdown, and basically what it is a couple of pastors that are involved with Brothers of John the Steadfast, Pastor Randy Asbury and Pastor Eric Anderson. They take a topic, and they usually invite a guest pastor, depending on what the topic is, and they do this kind of throwdown thing. So the idea of the throwdown is sort of similar to like the cooking show, where you throw down, you're challenging something. So different ideas or themes of the day are challenged by pointing out the truth of the Christian faith in opposition to those or in contrast to those. Sometimes it's also things within the church where you have errors or positive teaching that needs to be correcting false teaching and so forth. So there's a lot of things on there, like they have a long-running catechism series. I was on there a month or so ago, maybe longer than that, talking about worldviews and the creeds and things like that. So they cover a variety of issues. Now this wonderful program can now be found easily on podcast, on iTunes. So if you have, if you don't have time to listen to it live or what have you, you can go and check it out on demand. Listen to it when you want. You know, throw it on your earbuds as you're out cycling like I do, although I don't recommend that on the road, or put it in your car with your Bluetooth or whatever, that kind of thing, or at the gym or wherever you go. So that's kind of a new thing that just started from what I saw on the website, checking it out this morning in the last couple of days.
So Steadfast Throwdown is not where a couple of pastors get in the ring.
Right. Yeah. No pastors will be harmed in the making of this program. Right. Or people too. If you listen in, you won't be body slammed or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it that we're not going to be beaten up then. Very
right.
Good.
Right. No. This is a throwdown of words and ideas and good teaching. So it'll be a kind of like throwing down good food.
Very good. Well, check it out. You can check it out on iTunes. Very good. And what else do you have for us for Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Yeah, as I was perusing some of the articles and things this morning, a lot of different things are new. They put up new things every day. I was doing a little bit of catch-up. I just got back from vacation myself, so I was looking at some of the things that got posted later in last week. One of them was by a fellow named T.R. Halverson, and he wrote a little article about the Trinity. And the title is great because that caught my eye right away. It was, "The Trinity, You'll Have to Draw Me a Picture." And as he starts off kind of in the introduction, it goes through a little bit of how he was in algebra class and didn't exactly enjoy the abstract nature of algebra. And I can sympathize with that. I didn't either. But when it came to geometry and drawing, well, that was a little bit easier. It didn't have the conceptual kind of things. It was a picture. You could see it. It was a little more tangible. So he compared that to how people talk about the Trinity and how especially the Gospel of John uses very specific language in talking about the Trinity and teaching us not that we can fully understand the Trinity, because of course that would be a poor sort of God if we could perfectly fit him in our head, but that some of the ways that the gospel writers use the language can help teach us both visually and in words what the Trinity is, who he is, and what he gives us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. I was thinking of the math analogy, the algebra analogy, and that just conjured up all kinds of bad memories. Sorry.
Yeah, same here. That was another thing that caught my attention as reading it. That I gotta keep reading. No more math. It also reminded me of a great quote from earlier 20th century writer Dorothy Sayers. She wrote a lot of mysteries, wrote some Christian different essays, and was a great defender of the Christian faith as well. And in writing on the creeds, especially the Athanasian Creed, she wrote, the Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, the Holy Spirit incomprehensible, the whole thing is incomprehensible. And I've always kind of thought of that, because it really is that that kind of a glorious mystery, and that's why we celebrate Trinity Sunday. That's one of the things that was so great about this article, is that even though we can conceptualize, like the author does with John 1, saying that the Word was with God, of course, the Word being face-to-face with God, or the Word being next to God, that is, Jesus and the Father share a particular kind of relationship, Father and Son. And yet, as the Creed helps us teach, these are not two separate gods or three separate gods, if you draw it out to the whole Trinity, but one God, three persons. The other image he used out of the Scriptures was that of being in the bosom of somebody, being held closely, so that obviously it's not... You have this separateness, but you also have a unity together, and that's kind of the sense we get from the Scriptures: is you have three and yet one, and that's in the confessions all throughout the Scriptures too.
Absolutely. And anything else you want to point us to from Brothers of John the Steadfast this week?
The other thing too, if people are looking around on the site, very often there will be a sermon or two from the previous Sunday, mm-hmm. sometimes the forthcoming Sunday. As I was looking through things this morning, I saw a great sermon from Pastor Charles Hendrickson on the sower and the seeds, a very popular parable, a rather challenging one. All of Jesus' parables seem to be kind of tricky. They don't go from simple or complex to simple. They go from complex to more complex. I was telling somebody the other day, but Pastor Hendrickson does a great job of sorting out what Jesus says, his explanation of the various kinds of soil, and doing a good job of applying how that parable fits in with within the life of the church today and God's people, and really giving us the best part about that was he gave us the supreme confidence in God's word to do what it is sent out to do and accomplishes, that is, to make us good soil, because really, in reality, we have all four kinds of soil within us: the rocks and the hard pavement and the weeds and everything, and the good soil that Christ makes us by faith in Christ and in baptism. And then he feeds and washes and nourishes and tends us as he does in the next parable, which is this coming Sunday, on the parable of the weeds, and he keeps us as his good wheat in the midst of a weedy world.
Now, with all these parables with agricultural themes, is this something that that your congregation, your folks in Huntington Beach, California, can identify with?
Some can. Some have a little bit of a background from growing up on the farm, but you got to do a little bit of homework or a little bit of kind of bridging the gap. I didn't grow up on a farm. I had a lot of family members that did, thankfully, so I got to experience some of that firsthand. But a lot of us need a little bit of context education, and so part of the Bible study, part of the sermons, usually end up spending some time doing that kind of homework, just to get people familiar with the agriculture and the language and Jesus' use of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there are some good artwork in both of the last article that you mentioned and this article as well, including, it looks like, perhaps one from a child.
Mm-hmm. That's a great little photo.
Yeah.
I love that. The other one that I found, I was looking at pictures the other day to post on something else on the internet on our church Facebook page, and there was a great picture of the sower sowing seed, and it looked like the hand had a piercing in it, like it was Jesus' hand and his crucified and risen hand that was sowing the seed of his word. And I thought that was a great visual way of showing how Christ spreads his crucified and risen gospel throughout the world.
Well, very good. Well, Pastor, we've got about just about 2 minutes left. Anything else that you'd like to share with us from Brothers of John the Steadfast this week?
You know, at this point, that kind of covered the highlights I was able to look at in brief. But like I mentioned before, there's daily, there's always something new going on up there. And sometimes there are articles that are, you know, written by the pastors there that are involved in writing for Brothers of John the Steadfast on a weekly basis. And sometimes they'll find other articles from around the internet or from around our own church body, and they'll throw those up there too as a way of sharing good stuff that's found elsewhere on the internet. So it's a good collection, a good resource, both for original content and for finding other good content around there.
Certainly. Now, can you share any top secret information with us? Are you working on anything? Are you writing anything right now?
I am. I'm actually, it's kind of ironic that they asked me to come and fill in for Pastor Shear, because I've been very negligent at writing lately with a little two-month-old boy at home and family and changes at church. One of our pastors took a call to St. Louis and things, so it's been a little hectic. Not that that's any excuse, because I do enjoy writing for them, but one thing I always like to write on, and kind of the main column I spend a lot of time in there, is the Steadfast in Defense, talking about Christian apologetics. And I've been working on a few things with Christian apologetics and literature. So I'm hoping to put out some of that a little bit more in details in the forthcoming month or so.
We've been talking with Pastor Samuel Schulteis from Brothers of John the Steadfast. You can find out more at steadfastlutherans.org. Pastor Schulteis, thanks so much for being our guest this morning and filling in for Pastor Shear.
Pleasure to be here, Andy, and Christ's peace be with you and all who are listening.
And also with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time. Stick around for that. Coming up next on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.